There's been a major turning point in the spread of the coronavirus this morning, with more new cases of the illness now being recorded outside China than inside. Fresh hotspots are emerging globally, but the World Health Organization has again stopped short of declaring a pandemic. In Australia, health authorities are preparing, with hospitals on alert and plans in place to manage a more widespread outbreak of the disease. It's been revealed a football club in Scott Morrison's electorate was given a $50,000 sports grant program for a building that had already been built. Guidelines for the controversial program stated projects would be ineligible for funding if work had already commenced. But a spokesperson for the Prime Minister has defended the decision, saying the project was assessed as eligible and it was the responsibility of the applicant and Sport Australia to make sure it met the criteria. Yesterday, the Audit Office confirmed that the Prime Minister's staff exchanged 136 emails with colleagues about the $100 million scheme. 27 people are dead and hundreds badly injured after a third night of violent clashes in New Delhi over a controversial citizenship law. Tensions have been boiling since December between thousands demonstrating for and against the law, which grants amnesty to illegal immigrants from certain neighbouring countries but excludes Muslims. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has spoken up for the first time since rioting escalated, appealing for calm.